So now, you know, there's been some been some controversy about tax returns and whether or not they ought to be, you know, out there in public.
Well, yeah.
We can bring that, you know, right in here to the Texas Tribune had a story about House Administration Committee Chairman Charlie Green sent a letter to his House colleagues on Friday saying, I'm not going to release my federal income tax returns because the Texas Tribune asked him to.
Yeah.
And he told his fellow lawmakers that they are, quote, under no legal obligation to do so, end quote. So just saying, you can't make me do it, which
you're right. I mean, you know, that's right there, Captain Obvious. I mean, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the Texas Tribune.
The law.
Yeah,
right. It's the law.
Yeah.
So there.
It's personal.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, did you see this yesterday? Jay Carney said President Obama would be willing to sign a bill exempting U.S. American Olympic medal winners from taxes.
That's right. Because besides the gold medals, I've got the story here. Besides the gold medals, they also get cash prizes.
Yeah.
25 grand for a gold, 15 for a silver, and 10 for a bronze, I think.
Yeah, and the bronze is worth $5, as we found out like 2 weeks ago. So
yes, yes.
It is. No, really, it is. That's what they, the actual.
That is the market value.
Yeah. If you take that into a pawn shop, Rick will go, yeah, I'll give you like a buck.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. The White House
really
has.
I'm hoping for five. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah. How about two? No, I'll give you 50 cents. Wait a minute, you're heading the wrong way. The White House has no official position, by the way, on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's statements about Mitt Romney's taxes.
Well, no, because that's dangerous waters to wade into when you're in the big house. Well, that's a bad choice of words.
Yeah,
in the White House.
In the White House. Thank you. Okay.
So, well, Reid saying this, though, I mean, if somebody with the IRS has given him some inside information about Mitt Romney's tax return,
there's somebody from Bain, I think, who was supposedly doing that, not somebody from the IRS.
Well,
somebody who had knowledge of his tax return, but not necessarily from the IRS.
I see.
Don't say anything bad about the IRS. They know where Nebraska is, too. Okay? So now, did you hear on Fox News this morning that the president now has a new name for his opponent? Did you hear that?
No.
It's
what?
Romney Hood.
Oh,
Romney Hood.
Oh, as in Robin Hood?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He said he had asked the middle class to pay more in taxes.
I'm glad Tom explained it because I didn't get it.
Yeah, he could get it.
I didn't. I was like, Romney Hood?
Well, yeah. it's still early in the morning.
It's an old book.
They made a movie.
I'm only on my second cup of coffee.
Anyway.
Yeah, they made a really bad movie with Kevin Costner. How about that?
I remember that, yeah. Anyway,
did he wear a little green hat?
He had a really bad British accent.
He tried to have a
faded.
British accent like in the beginning of the movie. And
then just gave up.
Yeah, at the end. It wasn't worth it.
By the end, he's talking like Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Is this heaven?
No, it's Sherwood Forest.
Dummy.
Okay. Now, in every federal election cycle, a certain percentage of voters will switch parties and or sides that they support. And the cycle is apparently no different this time. A new Gallup survey of registered voters shows that 92% of U.S. Americans who voted for John McCain in 2008 plan to vote for Mitt Romney this fall, with just 5% switching to President Obama. They voted for John McCain, and now they're going to vote for Obama? Wow.
Yeah.
They must be getting a good check.
Yeah,
conversely, 86% of the president's supporters are planning to vote for him again. 9% are going to switch. So we'll see if that makes any difference. Just saying. All right, let's see what else. And I think that's...
Is that about it?
Romney's got more money than the Prez does. You know,
Romney's got more money than a lot of people.
Well, he does. That's true. But no, from a July fundraising standpoint.
I see.
He
new money.
Yeah.
New money.
$101 million to $75 million. So there you go. And it says, however, Romney's money is still coming overwhelmingly from large donations. Okay. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi says that, Harry Reid had every right to say what he said about the taxes.
Nancy Pelosi said a lot of things.
Harry?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that she's not exactly sure when life begins,
exactly.
That one?
Exactly.
And she doesn't believe that natural gas is a fossil fuel,
correct.
That one?
Correct.
Yeah, and we're not going to know what's in the bill until we pass it?
Until we pass it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't use makeup. Yeah, yeah. All those kind of things.
Yeah. My ears aren't touching.
Yeah.
I don't think she said those things.
No.
Let's just be fair.
We might have put that in her mouth.
She sounds like this when she talks.
When she smiles, it sticks.
Yeah. You hear stretching sounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
The hair's in a perpetual bun.
And let's see what. Oh, and here you go. Dennis Kucinich obviously had nothing to do.
Did he run for president this last time?
No,
I guess not. He's a Democrat, right?
Should all cell phones carry cancer warnings?
Like cigarettes?
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich thinks so, and he has introduced a bill to Congress, his Cell Phone Right to Know Act. Should he? I mean, don't they do it? You know, they're supposed to come up with these cute little
acronyms,
and so we should have done something like, cheek scar or something.
Have done cancer. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, you probably could have. We should have talked to him about that. Anyway, it's the Cell Phone Right to Know Act, which would demand a study of cell phones and health, and also look at a wide range of signals that smartphones are now sending out, ranging from your basic phone signal itself to those Wi-Fis and the Bluetooth. You know, then there's microwaves. There's those high transmission electrical lines. I think we just need to go back to the dark ages and all have lumps of coal. What do you think?
Absolutely. Smoke signals.
Well, right. I mean, that way we don't have to worry about the cancer. I mean, that'd be just fine. So anyway, Dennis Kucinich is out there.
Then you're breathing coal dust, so you got to be careful.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll put on masks to take care of that.
Oh, okay, good.